This morning we come to the topic of God's judicial redemption, right? Judicial redemption. We cannot sing hymns, but let's read hymn 1003. This is a Brother Watchman Nee's hymn. He wrote about the judicial redemption. It's very clear. Let me just read it to you, okay? Why should I worry, doubt, and fear? Has God not caused his son to bear my sins upon the tree? The debt that Christ for me has paid, would God another mine have made to claim again from me? No, God cannot do that. Excuse me. Redemption full the Lord has made, and all my debt has fully paid from law to set me free. I fear not for the wrath of God, for I've been sprinkled with his blood. It wholly covers me. For me, forgiveness he has gained, and full acquittal was obtained. All debts of sin are paid. God would not have his claim unto, first on his son, my surety true, and then upon me laid. God is righteous, he could not do that. Point four. So now I have full peace and rest. My Savior Christ has done the best and set me wholly free. By his all-efficacious blood, I ne'er could be condemned by God, for he has died for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, as I was considering this word about the judicial redemption, And the Lord showed me that we must have a revelation, a vision concerning his righteousness. This is a matter of righteousness. So in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, both to Jew first and to Greek. For the righteousness of God is revealed in it. So it is the righteousness of God that is the power of salvation. Many times we thought, our salvation is because of his love, right? John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world, and he gave us his only begotten son. That is his salvation, because of his love. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, we are saved by his grace. And therefore, we thought our salvation is by grace. But actually, both love and grace do not have anything to do with the law. In other words, God is not required to love us. God could love us. God could also not love us. God could save us. God could also not save us. Grace is the same way. Grace is free gift. He's not happy with David, he would not give it to David. And David will be eternally lost. But praise the Lord, the salvation here is not by grace, nor just by love. It is by the power of righteousness. Why is his righteousness a power? Righteousness, according to Psalms 89, righteousness is the foundation of his throne. That is 89 verse 14. it says the foundation of your throne is righteousness and just. So if God would not have the righteousness, if his living being is not righteousness, then his throne has no foundation. Then our salvation is questionable. But praise the Lord that he is righteous. You know, righteous means to do things in the right way. And it's totally legal and totally according to the law. And that is why we call this a judicial redemption, because legally standing, there's a legal standing before the law. And we all know that Christ died for us. He was hung on the tree as a curse, a person, because curse is everyone who is hung on the tree. This is the righteous requirement of the law that was born by our Lord Jesus Christ. So before the Lord died, before he paid the price for our sins, God could, because God loved us, right, then he could just forgive us of our sins. But his righteousness did not allow him to do that. So righteousness, he must find a way to save his sinners. No matter who we are, before the foundation of the world, God has already predestinated us. He's already chosen us, and he predestinated us. So these ones who later on sin, who were born in sin and who has a sinful nature, and he does everything sinful. Everything comes out from us is sinful. So what can God do? Can God just forgive us because he has loved us and because he has chosen us? No, he cannot, because he is righteous. And so the way that he designed was that he became a man on the earth to live as a man in his total sinless life. And in his life on the earth, not only he is sinless, he is totally the man that God has created, the second man. The man, God has created man in his image and after his likeness. And this man will have dominion over the earth. But man sinned. In chapter 3 of Genesis, man sinned, and therefore man could not have the image of and the God and have his dominion. So God has to come and save man. Well, God sent the angels around the tree of life so that the man could not eat the tree of life because of a sin. And praise the Lord, his way is to send his son, or he himself came as the son in the embodiment of Christ. And when he lived on the earth, he totally lived God. He lived for God. He was absolutely for God. So he was qualified as the burnt offering to be our sin offering. And he is totally living out a human life. Is so fine, so perfect, so correct, so just right, and as a meal offering, and he is qualified to be our trespass offering, because our sinful nature, we have many sinful deeds, and all the deeds need his trespass offering to bear the punishment of sin. And God did this, sent his son, but he not only lived as a human life, he also died on the cross. The cross is the altar, the type of the altar that he died. He paid our debts. Now, God is righteous. Because his righteousness, he has to save us. Those who believe into him, those who ask him for his his forgiveness by faith. Because the Lord has died on the cross, so he has to save us. Not just he has to save us because he loves us, not just because he saved us, he has to save us because he has given us his grace. He has to save us because he is righteous. Hallelujah. But you have to realize, we have to realize that God not only have us, whatever the Lord did is righteous. He has to answer to himself. To himself, he must be righteous. And to us sinners, of course, we receive such grace and such forgiveness. We are very happy. But on the other hand, if the way of saving us is not righteous, we will not be happy either. So, God has an enemy. God has an enemy, Satan. The enemy, Satan, is also watching the Lord. If the Lord does anything that's not righteous, the enemy, Satan, will criticize him. But even with this salvation that God has designed, even the enemy has nothing to say. Praise the Lord. Today, our President Trump has many enemies. And whatever he said, whatever he does, the enemy or his enemies always criticize him. But hallelujah, our God is so righteous, and what his salvation is so righteous, his enemy has nothing to say. So our salvation is by the power of God. I mean, the power of God is the righteousness. The righteousness of God is our power. He has to save us. So that's why in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous. It does not say he is loving and gracious, because he could change his love, he could change his grace. But righteousness, his faithfulness, and his righteousness cannot change. He has to save us. So it says he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousnesses. So this is by his righteousness, we have the power of salvation. Therefore, what we enjoy today is not just the judicial part of redemption is not, this is not the goal, right? This is just a procedure for us to enjoy the real goal of salvation, is that God himself may become our life, our everything, and so that he may live in us and build us up together with other saints, and that we can all together express him as his body. Now, that was his goal, but he has to first take care of our sins. Not only our sins, he also has to take care of our sanctification. Positionally, he has to change our stand from we were in Adam, and now the Lord has transferred us into Christ. And in Christ, we are sanctified. And this is part of this judicial redemption. So judicial redemption includes five matters. Number one, the forgiveness of sins. Number two, the washing away of our sins. What's the difference between forgiveness of sins and the washing away of the sins? The forgiveness of sins is that if you sin, God says forgiven. So if you have sinned and God can cross that sin out and says forgiven, just like you write a check, you void that check, you say void, right? But even if the Lord cross out your sin and has forgiven your sin, but that sin, that record is still there. The record is still there. What is the washing of sin? Washing of sin is even that record is totally deleted, totally washed, cleansed. Cleansed means cleansed. So if we confess our sin, and God is faithful and righteous, by his righteousness, he will forgive us, he will cleanse us, not only forgive us, and you can even find the record of sin. Hallelujah. And that is why the Lord can say in his new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8 and chapter 10, he said, your sins will I forget, will remember no more. And so when we come to before the Lord, we are as if those who have never sinned. Isn't that wonderful? This is God's judicial redemption. And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, the Lord says, he has given us Christ as our wisdom. And in what is the wisdom? Christ has become our wisdom. Become our wisdom. In other words, Christ was not wisdom to wisdom to us, but now he became the wisdom by his incarnation, human living, and his crucifixion and resurrection. And but this is judicial, you see. It is, he says, what is the wisdom? Wisdom, number one, is righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So God, in his wisdom, has made us, made Christ our righteousness. So, Howard, if we appear before God, you think God would forgive us or look at us and say, you are good? No, not Howard's behavior, no. Because no matter how good our behavior is, it cannot match God's standard. We have to, by the judicial redemption, Christ has become our righteousness. So we wear Christ before God. God looks at us. He doesn't look at, he doesn't see Howard. He doesn't see Isaac. He doesn't see David. He sees Christ. And Christ is righteous. So our clothing before God is Christ, not us, not ourselves. That's one thing. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he who knew no sin, God had made sin on our behalf that we might be the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We might be the righteousness of God. So judicially speaking, we are God's righteousness. Not only Christ is our righteousness, but Christ is now living out in us, and we will become his righteousness. But judicially, we are already his righteousness. And in our, and organically in our experience, subjective experience, Christ is being living out from us as the righteousness. Okay. Let's not go. The organic salvation is the next topic, but anyway, we have to realize that judicially, according to the law, God has to forgive us. God has to wash us. Oh, okay, that's number two. Sorry, I didn't finish. Number three is that God has to forgive us. Oh Lord Jesus, my mind is not good. Forgive us, and he has to justify us. And now we are justified. Just as Christ is righteous, we are also as righteous because Christ, we are in Christ, and Christ is our righteousness. Hallelujah. We're justified. We are as righteous as Christ. Can you imagine that? We are as righteous as Christ. Amen. And number four, that he will reconcile us. We are not only sinners. Sinners need reconciliation. Sinners need forgiveness and washing away of sin. And but we are also enemies to God. Enemies need reconciliation. And that's also part of God's judicial redemption. It's already done, reconciled us. And number five is that he's positionally sanctifying us. In our position, we have been sanctified, and not only we are righteous, Christ is our righteousness, and we are God's righteousness, but also in sanctification, the Lord has changed our position, transfers us out of Adam into Christ, and also transfer us from out of our flesh into our spirit. That's the judicial organic salvation. Anyway, just remember, Christ has two aspects in his ministry. His earthly ministry accomplished the judicial salvation. Today, in his heavenly ministry, he is accomplishing his organic salvation. Amen. So we are saved. Hallelujah. We are saved. S-A-V-E, not saved. We are saved because of God's righteousness. So let's have a really ask the Lord to reveal to us his righteousness. Because Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, after he says the righteousness of God is revealed in it, but it says, continue to say, from faith to faith. From faith. So righteousness is revealed to us through from faith. It is the source of that revelation of righteousness is our faith. And the faith is from the Word of God. I just share with you about the Word of God, about God's righteousness, and that should produce a faith in us, in that righteousness, in God's righteousness. And that is also from that faith would develop and to that faith, to faith. And the next part of verse 17 says, the just shall live by faith. And this is referring to the, of course, just is justified by the judicial redemption. And we are saved in the judicial redemption, but we are on our way by faith into the organic salvation so that we could also be God's righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, we are the righteousness of God, right? In Revelation chapter 19, we see that the bride is adorned with a white garment. The white garment is the fine linen, is the righteousness of the saints. That's a subjective saints, that subjective righteousness of Christ that we live out. But that's the organic salvation. But today we are saved, at least on the judicial side. It's judicial. It is legal. It's all done. We don't have to do anything. Just like today, if I have paid my rent or my mortgage of the house, hallelujah, I am free. I don't need to worry about my mortgage anymore. Today, the Lord has paid all the debts for me. I'm free. So this is by God's righteousness. It's by the law. It's by the courts. No worry about this. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's salvation. But that's the first part. Amen. But we need to enjoy this. Every time we come to the Lord and we pray, now these days we are praying, but brothers, you have to realize every time we come to the Lord, we are using God's judicial redemption. Otherwise, we can even not appear before the Lord. But praise the Lord, by his judicial redemption, we are righteous, we are justified before the Lord, we are reconciled to him through the death of Christ. Now we will be saved in his life. Hallelujah. Amen.